Okay, today's daf is Me'ila daf Yud Aleph. Me'ila Yud Aleph, as we begin the third parak in the Masechta. Says the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak again on Yud Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, V'lad Chatos, U'tumuris Chatos, V'chadash Mesu Ba'aleha, Yamusu. Five Chatos Mesos being listed here, and there's going to be two groups. So the first group is V'lad Chatos, a baby born, a fetus born to a chatos. So again, that vlad is not needed and it's disconnected from the owner. For tumur as chatos, and the tumur of a chatos, somebody's maimer on their carbon chatos. For chatos shemesu ba'aleha, and a chatos whose owner had died, as we saw yesterday in Rashi, the last discussion that we had about inkapar lemesim. All these cases, Yamusu, the halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me that these chataos have to die. So that is the three that are clear cut, as the Gemara is going to say. There are no distinctions. So one of the achronim has the safek, the pirushim v'chidushim. Im chatas hanogachas al pishnei edim, osher rava al pishnei edim, v'neg mardina lemisa. What if you have what we would call a shar niskal? Shar that was nirba, shar that was that killed. Imdina kechatos mesos ve'ena oset tmur v'lonene v'lomorlin. Do all the halachas that we're about to have about chatos mesos apply to all chatos that have to die, or only those five? Because we could come up with another example of a chatos that has to die, but not be left to die, but one that we will put to death. A shar haniskal. So is that suffig whether we would say the halachas of, for example, we're going to see in a minute, they can't create tamura anymore because they've lost so much of their kedusha that they're not considered kadosh enough in order to create tamura. So does that apply to a shar haniskal or not? So that was it's a question that some of the achronim discussed. But either way, the halacha of leaving them to die, that is unique to these animals. So you have the three that the Mishnah just listed, and now you have the other two. Vishe Ivra Shnasa, Vishe Avda, Vinimseis Ba'alas Mum. So there are three on this list here, but really there are only two. Right? There's five altogether, so we already have three. So that's going to be three here. So the Gemara explains elsewhere, we have this already, that there are two here that have two problems each. Vishe Ivra Shnasa, it's too old. It was a chatos that was supposed to be a certain year, and now it's beyond the date. Visha avda, and it was lost. V'nimseis ba'alas mum. That word sha'avda is going on the phrase previously and the phrase following. Meaning, the case is, we'll talk about why the Gemara Mishnah said this in a minute, but the case is where it was past its time and it was lost, and also the other case is it was lost and it became a ba'al mum. Why does the Mishnah say that? Why don't you just say the five cases? Five cases are Ibrashnas, it was passed Simon Avda. What do we add of a Nimsis Balas Mum? That's not one of the five Chatos Mesos. So the reason is for the machlokas that we were alluded to yesterday. If you have machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rebbe Shimon, I think it was, that if you find the animal before your makriv, the one that you never that never left the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say you lost one, and then you were designated a new one, and then you find the first one. So we mentioned yesterday that the Shita Rabbanan is that's not a case of Chatos Mesos. Because there, you found both of them, and they're both Ome. The only case of Chatos Mesos, when it was lost, if you were in a Skaper Ba'acher, and then you found the other one only afterwards. But even the Rabbanan would agree that if it has what's called Tarti L'Reyasov, it has two problems, that it could still be called a Chatos Mesa, and that's why the Mefarshim point out why the Mishnah here mentions the cases of Tarti L'Reyasov. That's what we had in Maseches Temura to explain the Mishnah. But anyway, let's continue. So the cases of where the animal gets too old, Avrishnasa or Avda. So, says the Mishnah, Rashi takes out the next letter, Im Kipru by Habailim, if the Bailim then get Kapara, meaning even if they're both standing here and then you use one of them, that even the Rabbanim would agree, Tamus, so then the one that's left has to die, the Eina Osa Tamura, and all of them, all five now, do not create Tamura, because they are not on the level of Kedusha that needs that has within it the power to create Temura. As we spoke about at length, Temura is another Maisa HaKadosha, so to speak. And V'lo Nanin, V'lo Marlin. There is no specifically an Isser Me'ila, the Araisa, on these animals, but there is an Isser to get benefit from it. V'lo Nanin, Pashas, Drabanan, V'lo Marlin. that if you used one of the animal that's there, the im achlo kibru abaylim, but if the baylim did not get kapar yet, and you have this animal, let's say the case of avda, you have both of them standing there in front of you, so until you use one, tirach at the stive, you wait and you let it graze until it gets a mum. Obviously the one that doesn't have a mum yet, the avr shtasa, the other one has a mum ready, and then you'd be able to v'timachar and sell it, and you'd buy another one with the money. And then those would, until you use one, so then it still has kedusha, and it would create tamura and ma'alin ba, and there is an isra me'ila by these animals until the kapara takes place. Okay, so these are the five chatos mesos. We've had these in other contexts as well. Ask the Gemara just a detailed question. Maishna resha deloka miflagi, maishna sevetika miflagi. Why did the Mishnah just list the five? Why did the Mishnah group them in two groups? First you have three, then you have two. First three, and then the Mishnah says yamusu. Then you have the other two. Why didn't you just say them all together? As we know, the abbreviation of Vitimna puts it all together. Answer, Reisha psikale, seifa lo psikale. Because the Reisha, it's Pashat, obvious answer, the Reisha, there's no distinctions. In these three cases, always Yamusu. If the animal has a techatas, has a baby, the Vlad Chatas is always Yamusu. Tuberus Chatas, you can never be makr of these animals. A Vlad Chatas, a Tuberus Chatas. Can't be makr of them. Mashenke, the other cases, as with the chilukim. Therefore, that's why the Mishnah puts them separately, because there are distinctions within them. It says the Gemara Hatane Legabi Tzmura. Didn't we have this Mishnah Mesechus Tzmura? So what do we have to have this Mishnah again for? So Gemara says, no, Tana Hasa Mishim Tzmura, Tana Hacha Mishim Me'ila. There it's listed for Tzmura reasons, there for Me'ila reasons. Right? This is a source for sometimes, if any time a Rav gives a shiur, and there's an overlap between a topic that he's done before, he's allowed to repeat himself. He's not a repeat, that's where Bidan Asi knows this is a great educational tool. Even though you've said something in a different shiur, but if you're looking at it from a different vantage point, and it's for a different reason, you could quote the material. And it's for educational and reviewing something from a different way, it is valuable. So that's what Bidan Asi did. He quoted Tzmura by Me'ila, he quoted Me'ila by Tzmura in order to solidify the information and to connect the context. Send the next Mishnah. Today is a number of Mishnayos on our plate. Says the Mishnah, Hamafrish Ma'os, still continuing though, the larger topic of what is subject to Me'ila and what is not subject to Me'ila. Hamafrish Ma'os L'Naziruso. If somebody's Mafrish money for his Nazirus, as we know, a Nazir has to bring Karbanos at the end of the process. He has to bring a Karbanos if he becomes Tameh. And he has to bring Karbanos if he does become Tommy, if he becomes Tar, right? If he does the proper process, what he's supposed to do. So he is Mafrish and Ola, a Shlamim, and a Chatos at the end of his Naziris. If he had become Tommy, he brings an Asham. But if it's a regular Tara, then it's just an Ola, Shlamim, and Chatos. So let's say a Nazir is Mafrish money for his Karbanos. So what is the halacha with that money? Lo nanin v'lo ma'alin. There is an Isser of Hana'a, based on that money. Can't get benefit because it's designated for Karbanos. But there's no Me'ila. Why isn't there Me'ila? This money is designated for Chatas, Ola, and Shlamim. Why? Mipnei Shehein Re'uyin Lavo Kulan Shlamim. Because this money, theoretically, all could be Shlamim money. It's not designated yet. And therefore, there's no Me'ila. Remember, by Chatas and Ola, there's Me'ila right away. By Ola, there's Me'ila forever, except by the skin. By Chatas, there's Me'ila all the way until Zrikas Adam, and then the Basar is out of Me'ila. But Shlamim, there is no Me'ila yet until Zrika, and then there's Me'ila by the Emurin. Says the Mishnah, that all this money could somehow be connected to the Shlamim, and therefore, there is no Me'ila. Major Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, right here. What exactly does that mean? Ra'ui lavo kulan shlamim. Rashi says, any one of these coins, when you pick it up, or if you benefit, you can say, this one could have been for the shlamim. And therefore, there's no me'ila by it. Tosfos says differently. Tosfos says, no, you could have used all of this money for the shlamim, and then gotten new money, and bought your chatas and ola with that new money. So that's a machlokas. L'may nafkamina, says the Chafetz Chaim. What if you used all of the money? What if you were moel and all of the money? According to Rashi, you're stuck now. According to Rashi, you can't use the excuse anymore. Well, this one could have gone for the shlomim. No, you can't say that, says the Chafetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos. right here in Masechta Vigila. He quotes this Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos Ulidvarav Lichora Imnene Mikol Hamos Kulan Biyachad Moal Aval Dasa Tosfos Lachena Rambam Daaf Benenemi Kulan Biyachad Lo Moal. Even if you got enough from all of them, why? Because the halach is that you could have used all of this. That's an important machlokas between Rashi and Tosas here. How do I look at this line of Roy that it should all become Shlomim? The Mishnah Melech also discusses this machlokas Rashi and Tosas in Hilchos Neziris, Zayin Vav. And he brings up the following issue. He says, is there bittul berov or bittul bechlau when it comes to coins? We say bittul by coins. We say bittul by food. We say it bittul by iser beheter, milchiks and fleishiks, and isurim and eterim. What about money? Is there bittul by money? If you have a certain amount of money and it goes into a larger amount of money that is, let's say it's vice or rishon, and it gets mixed up into chulin. Is there bittul by matzbeos? So that Maaser Sheni. So is there bittul? Says the Mishnah Melech. He quotes Rabbi Yaakov Alpandari, who says Ra'isi Mashakasa Vitosvis in Meila. At the end of Meila, the matzbea chashiv v'lo batul min haTorah. Hein emes shedin zehu davar chadash lo matzino b'shum makom davar shalo yielo bittul min haTorah. Says the Mishnah Melech. Why not? This other sefer that he quotes develops the idea that there's no bittul by matzeos, by money. Why not? There's bittul by everything. There's bittul by animals. There's bittul by everything. Why shouldn't there be bittul? And the person who said there's no bittul quoted three rayas. And the Mishnah Melech goes through each raya and knocks off each one. One of the rayas is our Gemara. For Isi Lamalas Fodo, Sharatza Lachriach Svarasatos, Vasalazumishlosh Makamos, Vashnaim Nemra, Peva Echanechtaf, Veinini Mefarta. And he quotes the Shlishis. If you separate most and Ziruso, so there's no Meila, but why not? Rashi, because each mana you could say, this one's for the Shlomim. The nasal basaruba. Why don't you go after the Rov? And Rov of the money is subject to Meila. Chatas and Ola is subject to Meila. Only not the Shlomim. It must be there's no Bittul by Matbeos. That was the Raya that this Sefer brought. The Rov Mahos Yesh Ben Me'ila V'yavti Ika Demei Shlomim Kiva Dahavu Mi'uta Liv Tulu Baruba Elavadei Matbeya Chashiv Lo Batil. So he says, Lo Yirati Lo Sof Daito. Know what he's talking about? There's no bittul there. You know why it works there? Because they didn't designate yet. Nothing is called Chatos yet there. Nothing is called Ola there. See, that's why there's no bittul. Lo Yirati Lo Sof Daito Dema'inin Bittul Bakan De Bittul Lo Shamanu Ela Levatil Ha Isir La Hatira La Chachila Ba Achila Aval Marovu Isir Nidi Isir Ikav Al Chayva Malkos. Okay, he continues. And he says, there's no bittul here because there's just a group and nothing has a designation yet. That's why, according to Rashi or Tosis, that's the issue that he brings up here in the Mishnah Melech, the end of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Me'ilah. Good. Just to review also, remember the discussion of why a Nazir has to bring a carbon chatas bechlal. Machlokas Ramam Ramban, we mentioned many times, is based on the Gemara. The Gemara, the Machlokas Tanoim, that comes up in Maseches Tainis and elsewhere, is a Nazir something positive, something we should be aspired to or not. The Ramban writes clearly on Parshas Naso that a Nazir is a great thing. A Nazir is a Kadosh and it's wonderful. And why does a Nazir bring a carbon chatas at the end of his Nazirus? Because he is stopping from being a Nazir. That's his chet. Which is amazing, because when else do we have an example of a carbon that we bring al ha'asid? He stopped bringing a Nazir and he has to bring a chatas because he's no longer going to be a Nazir. Because of the decision? Because it's what he's going to do? So that is, she does the Ramban though. Because after all, the Torah says Kadosh. Kadosh and Chote. So which is it? So Ramban says, really, Kadosh is the Iker, and Chote is just because he's not being a Nazir anymore. The Ramban says no. The Rabbi Menuchas Deyas, quoting the Yerushalmi, says no. A Nazir is a Chote. And of course, Lo Dayachem Asha Asra Torah, is not enough for the Torah says it's Asr, but you're being most at Dvarim Achirim? So the Rambam quotes that Yerushalmi, says no, he is a Chote. And that's what Yair has to bring a chatas. Sometimes people might have to do this. If somebody is too much of an extreme to one side, then he has to go to the other extreme in order to end up back in the middle. He has to swing the pendulum of his life in order to come back to the middle. But ultimately, that's not the goal, says the Rambam. That's a chote. What's kadosh? Kadosh is just going on the hair. The hair is holy. The hair is kadosh. The hair must be thrown under the dud of the shlamin that's burning in the Beis HaMikdash, but one should not think that the Nazir is a good thing. The Nazir is a kadosh. Okay, we continue now. Says the Mishnah. Still in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. If Mafrish most, then Nazirus. So again, if a Nazir is Mafrish money for his Nazirus, so then there's no Me'ilah, and there's no, it is an Isra Na, because it could all become Shlamim, Rashi and Tosfos, Mace, Vahayulo, Mostumin, and if he died, what if he died before he brought his Karbanis, and the money is still Sasum, so, Yiflu Linadava, so he takes the money, and Yiflu Linadava, and it falls to Nidva, meaning, even though it was for Nazirus, and you might say that it was ultimately going to be used for a chatas, you don't have to use it for a chatas, right? Yiflu Linadava can be used for a Nidav, or Nidavis of the Ketz HaMizbeach. Ma'os Mifurashim, but what if the money is designated? What if it is designated? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Demechatas Yechul Yamamelach. The Demechatas now is like Chatos Mesos. And therefore you just have to throw that to the Yamamelach. Lo Nanim Velo Malin. There is no Me'ila, but there is an Isser Hana'a. There is an Isser Hana'a L'chatchila. That is the Demei Chatos. There's a question, discuss this, is this an Isser Darais or Isser Darabanan? Lo Nanim Velo Malin. When it says here, what level of Chiv is that? We'll talk about that in a second. Demei Ola Yaviu Ola Umalim Behem. Demei Ola can be used for a carbon Ola. No problem. And there is Me'ilah because that's regular. Kedushas Mizbeach. V'demei Shlamim Yaviu Shlamim. And the Demei Shlamim, one can bring a Shlamim with. V'ne Echad on Liyom Echad. But you have to have the Chumrah of the Nazir Karbanos, that it's only Yom Valayla, unlike regular carbon Shlamim, which has day night day. But these have to have the chumrah of the karbanos of Naziris, and it does not require lechem to be brought, even though usually you have to bring a number of loaves with the carbon of a nazir, but those lechamim have to be waved al kapei nazir. And Rashi here quotes, because you don't have al kapei nazir, the nazir died, so therefore there's no need to bring the lechem. Tosfos and nazir is the one that points out when you have the Nazir that died. Is there an Isser Daraisa, or is this in the world of Durabanan? So Tosfos says 2 days. There, Nazir, da chavdal and amabez. He says, Garcina beper gimel de me'ila, lo nanin velo malin, lo nanin mi Durabanan, o shema filu mi Daraisa aser. It could be that there's an Isser Daraisa, not me'ila. We mentioned this back in the beginning of the Masechta. Can there be an Isser Hana'a Daraisa on something when there is no Me'ila by it? Ava got the Kaimel Shlamim, Midid Havi Shlamim Mechayim, Nehid Me'ila Leka, Isser Daraisa Ika. Even by a carbon Shlamim, where there's no Me'ila until after Zrika Saddam, but there still could be, you're not going to benefit from Kachim. So that's an important Yisod that we've seen a number of times. There could be an Isser Hana'a Daraisa of Kachim, not Me'ila. Not Be'ilah, but still an Isser Hanah, maybe just flowing from the Kedusha, the Bizayin Kachim, but not Dafka, that it is Me'ilah. Okay, says the Gemara. Maskevla Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, why did the Mishnah bring the cases of Naziris? I have another case that the Mishnah could have brought. V'lisni Nami. Hamafrish Ma'os Lakinim. Lo Nanim V'lo Ma'alin. If somebody has to bring a set of birds, for some reason, a yoledes, other reasons, generally when one has to bring a set of birds, it's a chatas and an ola. So why didn't the Mishnah bring in that case? If you're mafish most lakinim, lo nehanin, v'lo moalin, mipnei shehein, why? Because also there, you might say, what do you mean? What, it's a chatas and an ola. Chatas and ola, those are both subject to Me'ila. So why here would we say lo nanim v'lo malin? Mipnei shehein ru'uyin la'avi torin shalohi giyazmanan u'bnei yona sha'avarzmanam. A tor and bnei yona, the two types of birds that can be brought as a karban, a tor has to be older and a bnei yona has to be younger. So Rebbe Shlakish is asking. Tosas points out, first of all, that the B'nai Yonah line here is just thrown in, but it's Lav Dafka. That's not really what the question is about, as we'll see, we'll explain the question in a second. But sometimes the Gemara just quotes them together, so it throws that in. But, says Reish Lakish, if I am mafrish birds, let's say I'm mafrish b'nei torin for my karban, but I'm mafrish them when they're too young. They're too young. So the halacha is that they have kedusha, but there's no me'ila yet, because they're not roy to be brought as a karban yet. The term shaloi giyazmanim. Once they become roi, then I'll be able to be makdish them. I'll be able to be makriv them. And though, if the Mefarshim point out, though there usually is an isser to be makdish a balmum, we discussed this a couple of weeks ago, in the mitzvah shir, there's no isser here by a karban that is memela going to become roi. Right, in a couple of days, or a couple of weeks, whenever it is, a tar shaloi giyazmanim. So you're allowed to do this. And, says Reish Lakish, therefore, this is a case. I came up with a Hechi Timsi, also where you're mafrish something that really is in the world, is in the parasha of Me'ila, but you're not going to be subject to Me'ila. Why? Because, just like we said earlier in the Mishnah, ra'ui that they all can be brought as shlamim, these also are ra'ui that I can buy with this money, a Torah that's not old enough, which wouldn't be subject to Me'ila either. So why did the Mishnah say this case? And this is an even bigger chiddush. Why? Because here, both of them are chatas and ola designated. Right? It's not that you can say, oh, it's a shlamim. They're all connected to a shlamim. Here, they're all chatas and ola designated, and yet, there might not be me'ila. I could come up with a case where this money won't be used, at least immediately, for a situation of me'ila. So ask Reish Lakish, why didn't you mention this case? Now we understand why B'nai Yonah Sha'avras Manam is just extra. Because that there's an isser to be makdish of B'nai Yonah Sha'avras Manan. So why don't you say, what Reish Lakish says, why did the Mishnah say that? So Amar Rava, no, Rava says, no, there's a difference. Amra Torah, b'mo stumin havei shlamim. If you have mo stumin, there is nothing even questionable about the money, and when the Torah, what is the Torah underlying and telling you to do with this mo stumin? The Torah can tell you, bring a shlamim, no problem, because you are chayav to bring with some of his shlamim, so there's no problem. Bring a shlamim, and you could get other money for the other karbanis. Amra Torah, havei tar shaloi giyazmanam, shayna rinlam isbeach. What, is that a lechachila? That's something that you could foresee, that should be done, that's usually done. That's an unusual case. That's not something that we suggest. If it's done, you're right. There might not be an isser. There's not going to be me'ila yet. But that's not something that we could foresee that is going to be done or that should be done. So don't compare, says Rava, cases of shlamim, where there's no problem, and a case of tar, shelo higia zmana. Good. Says the next Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, next item on the list, is it subject to me'ila or not? Rabbi Shimon Omer, hadam, kal batchila, the chomer besofo. Dam starts off kal and becomes chomer later in it, the process. Nisachin, wine, libations. Chomer betchila son, v'kal besofo, the opposite. So what does this mean? We're going to talk about it. Dam betchila so ein malim. Dam is not, there's no me'ila by dam immediately. Throughout the process of the avodas hakarban, there's no me'ila by dam. We're going to have in the Gemara three sources. Why isn't there me'ila by dam? We spoke about yesterday why there isn't pigol by dam, for example, because pigol is not a davar sheish lamatirin. I'm sorry, dam is not a davar sheish lamatirin. Dam is a matir. So no pigol by dam. But is there me'ila by dam? So most of the time, up until the end, there is no me'ila when it comes to dam. But yotza l'nachal kidron, once the dam goes down the holes of the mizbeach into the ground, into the shisin, and is carried out to Nachal Kidron. So then, Marlin Bo. So after that, there is Me'ila, Rashi quotes, Midrabanan. Midrabanan is Me'ila if we know that if the gardener, or whatever it is, knows about this dam, Marlin Bo. But in the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi quotes, there is no Me'ila because ain't Shavus B'Mikdash. Rabbanan Warren goes there. This is Midrabanan in the Mikdash. But outside the Mikdash, there is an Isra Me'ila there. Just Derek Agav, what's the reason of Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, which Rashi quotes here? So there is one Gemara that seems to link Ein Shavus B'Mikdash to Kohanim Zrizimheim. Kohanim Zariz in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. You didn't have to say that was the reason. You might just say the Rabbanan don't have the authority to make shvusim in the mikdash, because they make shvusim only for all Am Yisrael, like milsa de lo shchicha lo gazer be'rabanan. And the base of mikdash is not a case of shchiach, or the base of mikdash is a place where mora plays a role, yira, there's less fear there. But either way, that's what Rashi quotes here, in gozer gzeres the mikdash, and that's why this iser is only after it leaves. Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Yuma as well. Elu ve'elu misarben la'am aviyosel anachal kidron umochrin le'gananim le'zabel umoalin bohen. And there's me'ila, but the me'ila is only derabanan. Only derabanan. Good. So how are they mocher? So it has to be maybe if it's suffing me'ila, if you don't know, if it gets mixed up, it's nisare, if it's nispatel. But fundamentally, though, there would be an iser of me'ila derabanan. So says the Mishnah. So dam starts off without me'ila and gets to me'ila afterwards. The nisachim are the opposite. Betchilas and moalim behen. By wine libations, it starts off with me'ila because this is wine that you have to do something with. You have to bring it up to the mikdash. But you bring it up to the mizbeach. Yardu l'shisin in moalim behen. But once it goes down to the shisin, you pour it into the cups on the southwest side of the mizbeach, into those cups, and it goes down into the shisin, then that is na'asis mitzvaso, and therefore there's no longer any mi'ila. And there is no reason that Chazal instituted a gzeira d'rabanan by the wine. Says the Brisa now, Tana Rabanan, Moalin b'damim div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says there's me'ila by dam, meaning afterwards, after it's Yotzei, Divrei, Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Shimon, v'chachamim lo remain moalin. The Chachamim say no, even afterwards, right? Because the only time that the Rebbe Meir would say there is afterwards. The Chachamim say no. My time, demand amar ein moalin. What's the svar to say there's no me'ila by dam? Three reasons. Amar ula, amar kra, v'ani nasativ lochem. I gave it to you, shalachem hu. Special limud, that it is yours. There is no iser mi'ila. Number two, Devei Rebbe Yishmael Tana, lechaper, lechapara nisate velo lemi'ila. I gave it to you lechapara and not for mi'ila. Rebbe Yochanan Omar Kra, ki hadam hu benefesh yechaper. It is blood and it'll be used for a kapara. Hu lefne kapara, kila achar kapara. We have on the side. And therefore, mala achar kapara ein bo mi'ila, avamne kapara ein bo mi'ila. There's no mi'ila throughout the process. Just like there isn't before, there isn't after, there isn't before. So is this machlokes, where I ask this question, manda, my time for the reason of ein mo'alin, is this explaining even why there's no mi'ila d'rabanan? If we say the machlokas earlier is within the world of Mi'ila Darabanan, are we quoting Psukim to explain why there's no Mi'ila Darabanan? Or are we asking just fundamentally why there is no Mi'ila Daraisa? Pashas, it sounds like the latter. Why is there no Mi'ila Daraisa by Dam? If you want to say that it's explaining why there isn't even Mi'ila Darabanan, quoting a Pasuk, so maybe one could connect this to the Taz. The Taz and Ilkos Rosh Hashanah, because the Gemara here is saying that maybe this Mefurish Psukim Leheter by these items. And if it's first Psukim Leheter, as the Taz writes, the Rabbanan do not have the authority to make an Isser on a Dover HaMefurish Leheter Batorah. Remember, the Taz writes that on the topic related to last week's Parsha, Tazria Mitzorah, where the Taz asks, why aren't we goes there, that you can't do Bris Mila when it falls out. Day 8 falls out on Shabbos. After all, you might come to carry the knife. Right, we're going Zera Darabah, so the Rishonim already asked that question, Tosfos and Megillah and elsewhere, but the Taz's answer is that since it's Mefurish in the Torah, the pasuk in last week's parsha says explicitly, "Ubiyam Ashmini Yimo Basar Alaso," which is a totally extra pasuk. It's as if the Torah says, "Do Mila Bismano on Shabbos." So the Torah says that Chazal can't knock that out and say, "No, don't do Bris Mila on Shabbos." They don't have the authority. They can limit mitzvos, meaning when they say, "Don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos," that's not knocking out a mitzvah, because you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on a weekday. The Taz's original question there is, why can you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? It's a musical instrument. You can't play musical instruments on other Yom Tovim. The Taz says the answer is because they can't knock out shofar on Rosh Hashanah, because it says in the Torah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So when it falls out on Shabbos, they can knock it out, because you do it the other years. So that's the Taz's Chiddush that's oft quoted by many Achronim. Davar Mefurish Batorah, the Rabbanan don't have the power to Aser. So maybe, if this Gemara is understood as even on the Rabbanan level, maybe that's what these Psukim are telling me, that it's Mefurish Leheter, no Me'ila, and therefore the Rabbanan don't have the authority to make an Iser. Maybe. But either way, Pasha's, it's on the Daraisa level. Says the Gemara now, third to last line, V'ema Ma, why don't we say the other way now, V'ema. The Bachi adds in a couple of words here, v'ema hachi, ma lefnei kapara yesh bo me'ila af la'achar kapara yesh bo me'ila. Right, so from this line, it sounds pretty clear that we're talking about on the Drabana level. Because now we're saying, why don't you say the opposite? If we say lefnei kapara, there would be me'ila, so too la'achar kapara. So the Gemara says, v'yesh lechadar v'shnasas mitzvah so v'yesh bo me'ila. There can't be me'ila once it's done. Once you did Zrikas Adam, and you point it down the Shisin, it's finished, it's done. And therefore, there can't be any Mi'ila after Na'aseh Mitzvaso, as we had at the end of Meseches Temura. If you remember then in Temura, we also discussed a fascinating idea. Again, you know there's an obvious answer to this question, but the question is asked, though, by the Noda Yehuda and others. We know there's a concept of Kvura. There's a Mitzvah of Kvura, which hopefully we'll talk about a little bit more on Amid Beis. Is there an Isser Hana'a min Hameis la'achar kvuraso? Before kvuraso, yes, because you have a mitzvah to bury. But after you bury a person, is there still an Isser Hana'a? So we say just emotionally, of course there has to be an Isser Hana'a. We have to explain it. The Noda Behuda was asked by one of his Talmidim, why don't you say Na'aseh Mitzvaso? You fulfilled the mitzvah of kvura, and therefore there is no longer an Isser Hana'a. So says the Noda Behuda, no. The mitzvah of kvura and the isser hanam and ames are not linked to each other. There's a mitzvah of kvura separate from the isser hanam and ames. And even if you want to say it's linked, what is the mitzvah of kvura? Says the Noda Yehuda. It's not an action, likbar, it's sheyehei kavur. It's so that the person is buried. And therefore, the second that he might become unburied, you have then undone the mitzvah. And therefore, you have a chiyuv, the chiyuv kicks in again. There'll never be a stage of Na'aseh Mitzvaso. That's another beauty of the Ha'ara. So the Isra Hanam and Ames applies Bein Lefnei, Bein La'acharei. He says, it's in Yoredei Chei L'Gavsim and Sadik here. I'm not going to read it to save time, but that is, he says, V'lek lak shu yeim kein, meisha mitzvah l'kavra, roi lios Efron mutter, v'ari yudomel and esrafin, shegavke Na'aseh Mitzvaso. Halesa, he says, no, k'vore b'shem bizyono. And you never say Na'aseh Mitzvaso when it comes to a kvura. The way that's related to this line of Ein l'chadar Na'aseh Mitzvaso v'yesh bo me'ila. Says the Gemara, Amai, is that really true? We've had this a few times already. Amai lo, why not? There are examples. There are examples of Na'aseh Mitzvaso where there's still an Isra Me'ila. Hari Chumas Hadeshen. She Na'aseh Mitzvaso v'yesh bo me'ila. Chumas Hadeshen. We've discussed a couple of times over the past couple of weeks. The mitzvah of going up, taking the ashes out every morning, and then dumping the shovel right next to the ramp, on the floor, on the east side of the ramp, and we know there is Me'ila by those that Deshen. And you already did the mitzvah. So answers the Gemara, Mishum Da'avali Chumas Hadeshen, Ve'evare Se'ir HaMishtaleach, Shnek Suban Abon Ke'echad. Ve'evarem the Zir Mishtaleach also are Asur Bahana, even though you've already done Na'aseh Mitzvah, you've already done the Mitzvah, Na'aseh Mitzvah, so, Ve'choshek Suban Abon Ke'echad E'malamdin. And any two psukim that teach me the same thing, the rule is, why didn't the Torah just say one of them? That could be the model for outside. The fact that the Torah says both must be that we're not supposed to learn them as models to anything else. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Ha, nicha. L'manda Amar. Eivari Seir Mishalech, Einanin Mehen. That works according to that Manda Amar. El L'manda Amar, Einanin Mehen, but there's really a machlokas there. According to the Manda Amar, that you do say Na'aseh Mitzvaso there, Ma'ikel Meimar. So, now you're back to the question. You only have one. You have one Na'aseh Mitzvaso. And therefore, shouldn't that be a model that you could still have an Isser Hana'a after you fulfill the mitzvah? Answer, Mishum Dahavi Lei, Shumas Hadeshen, Big Day Kahuna, Shnei Ksuvin Abon Ke'echad. No, there are two others, Shumas Hadeshen and Big Day Kahuna. The Kohen Gadol, after he wears his begadim, he doesn't wear them again. Doesn't wear them again. V'chajek Ksuvin Abon Ke'echad, Eim Alamdin. And therefore, those are the two, that even after Na'aseh Mitzvaso, there is Me'ila. So there is a Isra Hana. So again, the Gemara says, that works only according to one opinion. That works according to the Rabbanan, who say, V'hinicham sham, right, you see that? That's by the Avodas Yom Kippurim, the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, that they need Geniza, they have to be put into, buried, they have to be buried, shopper, that works out fine. El Rabbi Dosa, to Amar Mutul, Shamish Ben Kohen Hedyot, but according to Rabbi Dosa, who says, no, Kohen Hedyot could use them. Remember, which Begadim are we talking about? We're not talking about the tzitz. They didn't put away the tzitz every year and make a new tzitz, or the me'il. Talking about the begadim that he shares with Kohen Hedyot. That's how you could have this this line. Mudra Zayin Shein Kohen Hedyot, the four begun that he shares with the Kohen Hedyot. So Michael Amemar, Rekon Yobi Dosu says, there is no Nasas Mitzvaso there. So again, you're back to the question, there's only one Trumas Hadeshen. So the Gemara says, no, Mishum Dahavi Trumas Hadeshen, Ve'egla Arufa. Shekzun Aban Ke'echad. Egla Arufa, after you break the neck of the Egla Arufa, brought for the anonymous corpse that was found, that also has an Isser Hana, and therefore those are two, so Ein Melamdin. Says the Gemara, Hanichal Mandamein Melamdin, El Mandar Melamdin Ikal Meimar, but there's an opinion out there that says you do, you are Melamdin, even if it says it twice. So sometimes the Gemara answers, oh, there are really three. But here, no, we say, no, Shrei Mi'utik Sive. There are two mi'utim, one written respectively by each of these contexts, which exclude everything else. Ksiv hasam ha'arufa, the arufa has this halacha, and nothing else. Ksiv hasam v'samo etzal ha'mizbeach. Place it next to the mizbeach by Chumas Hadeshen, hani in midi achrini lo. These and not others. Egla arufa, as we know, there is still an isser hanava egla arufa. Egla arufa is the source, not here, but quoted elsewhere, for Isser Hana min Hames. We learned it out from Xavier Shava, Sham Sham from Egla Rufa, that there's an Isser Hana from a dead body. So there's it's a huge discussion, just to quote maybe one or two sources. And number one, Rav Moshe has an important tshuva. Is somebody allowed to donate their body to science? After all, person wants to donate their body, pikuach nefesh, you know, Rachman al-Islam, if somebody doesn't believe in the afterlife, and they don't believe in Tchias HaMesim, so, halachically, okay, the person's a kofar. But separate from that issue, is there a specific Isser? So Rav Moshe, of course there is. Rav Moshe in Yaredeya, Chelek Gimel, Simin Kuf Mem, Rav Moshe writes, in 1979, he writes this to Rav Moshe Scherer, Nisiyu Manala, Gudus Yisrael, Barzot HaBrit. He says, B'dvar she nishal mi Washington, mi Lishkas HaNasi, in parentheses, Office shall a president. He was asked by the White House, "B'dvar shimush be'ivarim shall hames al pitzava asol etzarak refua." He was asked, "What's the Jewish view of donating their bodies to science?" He didn't imesha b'ksara. I'll just answer you quickly. Ki al pidina Torah shekiblu Chazal ish mi pi ish and Moshe Rabbeinu all of Hashalom shekibalnu mi Sinai. According to the Masorah that we have, ein shum adam bailim al gufo. Litzavos sheyasu begufo. Nobody has the authority. I'm not the bailam on my body. Who am I to say, do whatever you want with my body? V'yafilu rak be'ever echan me'ivarin shum davar. Av lo etzarchei hasaga yedil in yani refua. I can't do anything. My body is not mine. It's on loan from God. V'kol shekein shebanavu krovav ein a bailam al zeh. The person himself is not a bailam. Surely his relatives are not a bailam. V'gam below zeh. He's not the Bailam, and besides that, Asur Bahana'a, Migufo Shaladam, V'yafilu Me'eber Echad, Elashim Mechuyavin L'Kavro Tekif, Kishe'efshar Bo Bayom, Beloshim Shinui Begufo, V'yasu L'Natech Es Gufo, you can't cut off any part of the body, V'aflo Bechetech Echad, not even one, Elasarach L'Kavro Bishle Muso, Kemo Shehaya Berega Shemes. Get a berry as is. V'af kishalo haya efshal akavro bo bayom ela achar eza yamim. And even if it takes you a few days, osha nishlach lakavro b'makom acher, tzorach lakavro b'shlemuso, kemosha haya kishemes. Moshe says, nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. There's Israel Naman Ames, and a person's not a Bailam on their bodies. I didn't bring it, but the Radvaz in Hilchas Sanhedrin. We quoted this Radvaz in the context of Ein Adam Mesa Masma Rasha. If somebody comes to court and says, I ate shreif, whip me. Or if somebody says, I was b'chalosh, I was b'mezid, kill me. So we're not allowed to kill them. Even though we say, oh, it's us, but I didn't commit edim dami, that's only dini mamonis. But when it comes to physical torture, malchus, or misa, no, Bezit throws them out of court. Let's say somebody brings a video and shows himself eating treif. Give me malchus. So the halacha is, even what if he got asra? What if he got us right? There's two witnesses gave us right, and then the witnesses left. So he got us right, and he says, Almanas Kenaniyos, and then he does it. But it wasn't witnessed by witnesses. And he says, I did it, look at me, Malchus. We don't give him Malchus. Apishnei Edom Yakum Davar. And the Radvaz says, there, you know why? Because the person's not a bailam on his body. Just like you're not allowed to wound yourself, you're not allowed to come to court and say, wound me, because there, that's an extension of wounding yourself. It's a chavala al atzmo. And therefore, It is not Azer. If there's a mitzvah to wound somebody, to give them malchus, then that's a mitzvah that overrides. That's one of the answers why Avram Avinu waited to do the meal until after he was commanded. All the Rishonim ask in Parshas Vayera, why did Avram Avinu wait? Valech lecha Vayera, why did he wait? He did all the other mitzvahs before he be commanded. Why did he wait by Bris Milah? So one of the answers is because without the mitzvah of Bris Milah, then there's an Isra of Chavala Ba'atzma. It's of wounding oneself. Only once there's a mitzvah can we then say that you can do the isra of chaval. There's not a mitzvah there, then it's a mitzvah. Just like we say when there's a mitzvah of malchus, there's no isra of chaval. But without the mitzvah, there's isra of wounding oneself. So that's Rav Moshe right here in terms of donating one's body to science and. The Isser Hana as well that we learn out from Egla Arufa. The Shulchan Aruch says this in Simon Shin Mem Tes. That's the Simon in Hilchas Avelos in Yaradea about Isser Hana Min Hameis. And Dr. Abraham in the Nishmat Avraham talks about, he has here five reasons, and he goes through it at length, even just an autopsy. Let's see, you just want to find out what the cause of death was. What benefit are you getting? What benefit are you getting? It's just knowledge. So says Dr. Abraham, he's quoting other poskim, if there's another person right there next to this person that has the same strange, unusual illness, and you think if you dissect this body, you might be able to find this other guy who's about to die and help him, then there's sakanas tafashas b'fanecha, and then you're allowed to do it. But other than that, which is very, very, very unusual, so other than that, there's no, you can't. Yeah, number one, there's a Bizui Hameis. Number two is Isra Hanam and Hameis. Number three, there's Bitol Mitzas Kfura. Number four, there's Kedusha, possibly, to this corpse. And number five, Alpi Kabbalah, it's difficult for the Neshama until there's a Kfura. Neshama is hanging out until the Kfura takes place. So for all these reasons, Dr. Abraham writes, the vast majority of posts can prohibit an autopsy on a Jewish corpse if performed to learn medicine. This includes the Noda Bihuta, Chasam Sofer, Maram Shik, Binyan Siyan, Chazanish, Kol Bogesher Chaim Shri, the Eish, Igmas Moshe, Minchas Yitzchak, Yibia Omer, and Tzitz Eliezer. Anybody who wants to take on those poskim, feel free to step forward. Who?
Organ transplants.
Every organ depends from a live donor. So it depends. Obviously, if it's a live donor, like a kidney, and you have two kidneys, so then that's what we pass, and that's a reshus. That's not a chiyuv. That's a reshus, and therefore, if somebody is healthy, they want to give a kidney, there's a great mitzvah too, but there's no chiyuv too. There's no chiyuv too. But in terms of towards the end of life, that's the big issue of brain death and organ transplants, which we're not going to get to now exactly in terms of what one is allowed to do and how that relates to Isser Hanam and Ameis. But different organs might be different, not in terms of Hanam, but let's say in terms of Bizui Hameis. There's Bizoyan Hameis. My father likes to quote the Tshuva of Rav Unterman, where Rav Unterman talks about it could be that corneal transplants are different. Why? Because the eye is closed, that it's not visible from the outside. So that might be less of a, if you say Bizei Mesim is inherently, by Tchias HaMesim, what's gonna happen? It's then even something that you can't see. An internal organ. Mashenkein, if it's just in terms of being seen from the outside, so then it wouldn't be a problem. One final related issue, and that is this concept of Nasis Mitzvaso doesn't only come up in such extreme cases by Mesa Mitzvahs that we have to do here, but it comes up by Chefsa Shel Mitzvahs. We know the Brisa tells us in Maseches Megillah there are two types of chefsa shel mitzvahs. There are tashvishe mitzvah and tashvishe kedusha. Tashvishe kedusha are any items that are connected to the ksav of Torah. Mezuzahs, tefillin, sefer Torahs, or items that service them. The box of the mezuzah, the cover of the sefer Torah, all of those are tashvishe kedusha, and those have inherent sanctity and have to be buried. But if you have what's called tashvishe mitzvah, that means anything used for a mitzvah not connected to the Ksav of Torah, like tzitzes and shofar and a chanukiah and a lulav and all of those items, so then we hold once na'asis mitzvah so takes place, the kedusha, quote-unquote, leave. And you can do whatever you want with them. If somebody's tzitzes rips, may ikar hadin, you should put it in a plastic bag and put it in the garbage. Because that's not tashmishi kedusha. And you might say, I'll just be machmir. No! It's not a question of being machmir. If you throw something into the Geniza that doesn't deserve to be in the Geniza, then it's a bizayin to everything else in the Geniza. So okay, it should be machmir, shasu the dekula. So one has to know exactly what one puts into Geniza, what one puts into Shemus, and what not. Tzitzis, shofar, lulav. That's why if you could do another mitzvah with it, fine. Like by lulav. What do we do by lulav? We throw it in the fire by the chametz. Right? So you think about that. You're burning it. You wouldn't do that to a mezuzah, but you do it by a lulav because once you did one mitzvah, the Maharil quotes, use your tzitzit strings for bookmarks. Because in the days of the Maharil, they didn't have the stickies. Right? So they had to use the tzitzit strings. But says that's just a lechatchila, but not that one has to. But again, that's the same concept of nasis mitzvaso. Once something is done, mi'ilo leaves. Once something is done, the isser of getting benefit from it leaves. Vayter, let's continue. Finishing up, says the Gemara. So that was all about dam, and we got a little sidetracked. But now we get back to the other half of the Mishnah, Nesachim. Nesachim, b'tchila marlin b'hen b'chulu. By Nesachim, by the wine libations, it starts off with the Mi'ila, but then after Nasim Mitzvaso, goes down to the Shisin, there is no longer any Mi'ila. Lema Masnisan, delok Rab Lazar b'Rab Sadok. Let's see our Mishnah against Rab Lazar b'Rab Sadok. D'Tanya, who says, Rab Lazar b'Rab Sadok Omer, lul katan hayyib ben kevesh l'mizbeach. Bima aravo shel kevesh, there was a little hole in the ground. A little like tunnel made between the ramp and the mizbeach on the west side of the mizbeach, west side of the ramp, meaning closer to the heichal. Achas l'shivim shana pirchei kahuna yardinbo umivin yain karush. Once every 70 years, they went down and cleaned out that hole, and down there you had congealed wine because all the wine ended up down there, and it was all congealed on the bottom. Shu doma leigule dvela, and it was like figs that were all stuck together. They could buy a bunch in the store. And what do they do with that? That congealed wine that looks like igulei dvela. V'sarf in ota b'kedusha, and you burn it. You burn it b'kedusha. Shne'emar b'kodesh hazdech nesasheichar l'Hashem. Because it says l'Hashem k'shem she'nisucha b'kedusha kach shreifasa b'kedusha. Just like the nisuch is b'kedusha, so do the shreifa. My mashma v'yom ravina. Where do you get that from? B'kedusha from this pasuk. So asya kodesh kodesh. So k'zeir shava k'ziv hachak b'kodesh. Here it says b'kodesh v'ziv hasam v'saraftas anosar ba'esh v'lo yachel ki kodeshem. It says by no sar. Right, that it is kodesh or ki kodesh hu manosa sreifasa b'kedusha afhainami b'kedusha question mark. So what do you see from here? That the nesachim do have kedusha. You're telling me that the nesachim, once it goes down to the shisim, doesn't have kedusha. You see from here that it does have kedusha. So Mara said no. So it must be against Rabbi Elazar Reb Sadok. So Mara said no. Afilu tamer Rabbi Elazar Reb Sadok. What's Rabbi Elazar talking about? What case has no kedusha? Deikalat. There's meilo by the nesachim when they start. What happens if you pour the nesachim down the shisin, but then you catch them before they hit the ground? So at that moment, there's no me'ilah, because it's not mitzvaso. Once it hits the ground, so then the floor is makadish them again. So there's me'ilah, no me'ilah, yes me'ilah. So that's the case where, according to him, our mission is talking about a case of mid, where you catch it mid-air, that's when there wouldn't be me'ilah. So Gemara continues, ikadami, others have the following version. Lema masisa kurab azarab sado de'ikalat. Maybe our Mishnah is like a Rav Sadok, and you'd limit it to the case where you caught it in midair. So Gemara says, no, Amri, lo, no, you don't have to say that. Umi derabanan. Pashas is mi derabanan. And I'm sorry, it's not Rabanan, but it's mi derabanan. No, you don't have to say it's a Rav Sadok. You could say that really on the Raisa level there is no Mi'ila, but mi derabanan, there is Mi'ila. Vaha krana kanasev lot. What do you mean? But he quotes a pasuk. How can you say his din of mi'ilo by Nesachim is only din d'rabanan if you find the congealed wine? Where it says, asmachta. No, it's an asmachta. It sounds pretty strong. Asmachta, it's Xer Shava he's quoting. Asmachta, it's just a hidden, really, it's a din d'rabanan. There's mi'ilo by the Kodesh, but really it's an asmachta. As we've said in the past, what asmachta is, there are, sometimes the Gemara says asmachta ba'alma. Whereas asmachta ba'alma, that means a low-level asmachta. But when it just says asmachta here, so we like to quote the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, where the Ritva quotes, asmachta is something serious. Asmachta means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had this in mind, but he wanted to leave it open to Chazal to figure it out. To give them some power of creativity, some power of coming up with it themselves. But don't think that asmachta is a joke. Asmachta is, yeah, the rabbis found a hint in the Torah. No! This is with their Siyata Deshmaya, they found this hint. He says, "V'lo k'divrei ha'mefarshim." Says Shekosh Yishlo Asmachtim in Apasik Heiru Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sheroi La'asos Kain. Ela Shelo Kavu Chova U'Masru L'Chachamim V'Zed Davar Barer Ve'Emes V'lo k'divrei ha'mefarshim Asmachtos Shukederak Simit Shenitnu Chachamim V'lo Shekavanes Atorah L'Kach Chas V'Shalom Yishtaka Adavar V'lo Yomar Shezu Derak Minusu. If you say the rabbis are jokers. Yishtak adar v'lo yomar. Avo Torah he'irish v'kach u'masruchi v'dar v'lo kav l'chachamim im yirtzu. And that's what the Chachamim tried to find hints to their dinim in the Torah, because these dinim were from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The hints might seem far-fetched, but the din is a din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left open for Chazal to come up with. Okay, there's a lot of sources related to this, which we're not going to get back into now, but that is an important ritva. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah, but the Shem will continue tomorrow with the next stop in Maseches Me'ilah.